I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental health disorders, and they can affect nearly 30% of adults at some point in their lives. Dr. Christopher Seggy is here to talk about anxiety disorders in adults. Dr. Seggy is a psychologist and assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at MUSC. Dr. Seggy, we all get anxious from time to time, but what are some of the signs or indications that anxiety is really creating problems or perhaps interfering in someone's life?
Well, Bobby, I think you just said it. Is the anxiety that I'm experiencing keeping me from doing things that I want to do, or is it causing problems in my relationships where I didn't have those before? An example might be, you know, I experience panic attacks, which I think a lot of people experience from time to time throughout their lives. But, you know, I used to exercise a lot. I used to play sports. And now I don't do those things as much because I'm trying to avoid having that panic attack. That's where it would be time to maybe get that addressed.
What treatments are really effective for managing anxiety in adults in particular?
The two main categories are medication and therapy. For medications, there's a variety of things out there available. There's things that are given kind of for use on an as-needed basis that you can use to reduce some experience of anxiety in particular situations. Or there's more long-term medications that can help kind of balance chemicals that might be contributing to more consistent anxiety. So that's one option. And then the other option is therapy. And I think probably the most popular form of that right now is called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, where you're not just kind of coming in and venting to somebody. You're really coming in and establishing concrete goals, establishing a concrete issue that you want to address, and then coming up with a specific plan and specific exercises that are designed to address that goal.
Is it your experience that often people that have an anxiety disorder might need both cognitive behavioral therapy and medication?
That often happens. I wouldn't say that's always. There's some people who will just do one or the other and find that very effective. But it is often the case where people will take medications at the same time that they're doing the therapy, with the idea, I think, that the medication can really help, especially in the early stages of therapy, to kind of get the ball rolling. Sometimes people take medications at the early part of therapy, and then they find they're doing much better, and so they stop the medication. Other times people find, you know, the medication has been working for me, and so why fix what ain't broke? And they just keep going with that.
Any new trends to provide better access to care for people suffering from anxiety?
Oh, yes. Two kind of major new directions that we're going in. One is providing telehealth services, so not requiring people to come into the office to meet face-to-face, but rather doing that over the computer. We really have good ways of doing that in kind of a safe and private way. In addition, I think another big area of growth is development of applications, computer apps or phone apps, which can help people go through therapy process in large part on their own, even if they don't have a provider nearby.
Dr. Seggy, thanks for this update about anxiety disorders.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.